and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
I know you're ready now because you just took your glasses off.
I'm ready. It's like putting your helmet on.
It's a wonderful Wednesday.
Ooh.
I like Wednesdays. Wednesdays are that day where it's like right in the middle. You're already halfway through the week, but you still got half the week to go.
You got some momentum, but you have time to get some work done.
That's right.
You get to Friday, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not finished yet.
Yeah, there's still so much to
Wednesday,
do.
Wednesday, you still have time to get it done.
Absolutely. So Wednesdays, on Wednesdays, we do letters from the listeners.
I'm excited about today's letter.
I am too, because what's interesting is we got this letter, and yesterday when we do, you know, mental health in the news, we were going to talk about this, but when we got this letter, we decided to put it on hold, and we just thought we would bring up these things today.
I'm glad that somebody has finally asked this question, because I've been dying to talk about this.
Yes. So the letter comes from Claire, who says, over the last few years, I've seen a lot of commercials and ads for different brain games. Mm-hmm. The advertisers seem to claim that the games will make me smarter and maybe even prevent Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. Before I spend any money on one of these programs, can you tell me if they are actually effective? Should I expect to get smarter, or will they just keep me from losing what I already have?
What's the short answer?
No.
Save your money.
Oh, yeah. No.
Claire, save your money.
Yeah. Recently, and Claire, it's so timely that you wrote in about this, because recently there's been a lot of talk about these types of programs, right. These types of computer games and programs, and really the evidence really isn't as confident, right, as it has been presented.
Yeah, the most frequently aired commercial is about Lumosity.
Lumosity. Okay. Right.
There are a number of other programs, but the one we hear of most often because of the advertising is Lumosity.
Right, and this all began, you know, several years ago. So I remember when I was at University of South Florida working, and when the Nintendo DS came out, and Nintendo DS, they had a game called Brain Games. And I remember they had Brain Games, and then they had Flash Focus and a couple of different things where they talked about, you know, it's sort of Sudoku and some of those kinds of things where it really makes you think and plan and organize and do those kinds of things. And so from that sort of evolved this new wave, and Lumosity is one of them.
Right.
So, you know, so it's great, again, that this is coming out, because recently, Lumosity has been in a little bit of trouble. They've been fined by the Federal Trade Commission,
FTC,
$2 million for false advertising.
Right.
They said that they've been making claims in their ads that just aren't completely accurate.
Right. They talk about neuroscientists. They talk about brain plasticity. They make claims that it will improve memory and it will improve cognitive performance and stave off some of the dementing disorders that we encounter.
Like Alzheimer's.
The elderly encounter. So they're making claims, but they don't have the research to back up the claims.
Right. And now, I think that not that I would work to defend them, because I don't have any connection with them or anything like that.
Yeah, the disclaimer, we have no connection to any of these companies.
No connections to anyone, but they... It is important to mention a couple of things. One of the founders of the company that creates Lumosity was a neuroscientist. Now, as far as I know, he may be the only neuroscientist involved in the whole process,
right,
but he was a neuroscientist, and you know, he helped come up with some of these tasks and things like that. But what the problem is that it seems as though the advertising for these programs just kind of kept growing and growing and growing, and it really became a snowball that got out of hand.
Yeah, and it's very common when you marry a science to business.
Right.
The temptation to exaggerate the claims.
Mm-hmm.
We see this with genetics. We see it with medications. We see it with beverages. That the urge, the temptation to exaggerate effectiveness,
right,
is a slippery slope.
Right.
And I think this is another example where, yeah, there's probably some evidence that these kinds of activities are good. So are crossword puzzles.
Right.
You know, like you mentioned, Sudoku.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Crossword puzzles, chess, checkers. all of these mental activities are good for the brain.
Right.
So all this is the computerized version of those things.
Right.
And so, yes, it's probably good for you, but when you hook it to a business, when you connect it to a business, sometimes we get into trouble because we overstate efficacy.
Right. Because then it becomes a matter of profit.
That's right. I mean, you have to pay somebody's salary. You have to pay, you know.
Yeah, and so Lumos Labs, who created Lumosity, was founded in 2005 by Michael Scanlon, who was a Stanford PhD student in neuroscience. And so that's where some of that developed by neuroscientists comes from. Again, the other people that he worked with, there's no indication from anything that I've seen that suggests that they were neuroscientists as well or anything like that. So they were probably the tech guys who actually built it and built the program systems, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So
put together the software.
So it's interesting that Lumosity has been around for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it was, again, it has sort of ushered in a whole wave of different programs and games and things like that to supposedly help with the same stuff.
Because remember what we're dealing with here, the demographic that we're looking at is the baby boom generation.
Right.
And so you have this, again, the pig and the python, this enormous population growing older and have the money to purchase these sorts of things that promise to stave off or postpone some of the dementing disorders.
Right.
So the financial rewards, if you could find something that did in fact work against, was effective against Alzheimer's or senile dementias, the dementing disorders, it would be a very lucrative business. In fact, this is already a multi-billion-dollar business.
Right.
Even in its infancy.
Right. Brain training games is worth billions of dollars a year. But when we think about some of these specific programs, and again, you know, taking Lumosity for example, you know, users pay between $15 and $20 a month for that service, and so that's you know, up to $300 or more
a year.
A year that they're paying.
That's
for
the entry
this.
Level
fee. Right. Mm-hmm. And so again, part of the reason that they're fined is because they're making these claims that are getting people to purchase these, but the claims really aren't supported by science. Now, I think another thing, again, not completely in defense of what they're doing, is that the FTC fined them $2 million. Now, to us, $2 million is a lot of money. To a company like this and for this industry in general, $2 million really isn't a really big issue.
If you're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry, $1 million is a very tiny scratch.
Yeah, I don't know how much Lumos Labs is worth.
Yeah, right.
But $2 million really isn't, you know, we see, you know, when the whole Apple versus Android thing was going on the last couple of years. I mean, we were talking about hundreds of millions, if not, you know, more.
Right.
So again, so this $2 million should be seen as sort of a I mean, they shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
It gets your attention,
but
it's not a deal breaker.
Right.
It's not going to put this company out of business.
Right. Because again, when it was Apple versus Android, it was, you know, Apple sues Android for, you know, $69 million or something like that.
Right.
Here they just said, you know, Lumosity fined millions of dollars. They didn't put the number in there because, again, we kind of recognize that given a company that's as profitable as some of these are, $2 million really isn't a whole lot of money. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk then quickly about what the science says. And what the science says is that those kind of programs really aren't that good at doing what the companies purport that they do.
Right.
It doesn't really stave off Alzheimer's. It doesn't really make you smarter. Claire, I'm sorry. It's not going to make you smarter. It's not going to really prevent any of those kinds of things from happening, the demented disorders.
I've been in this business for many more years than I usually admit. And these programs have come along, all kinds of programs like this have come along promising things that make us smarter.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen this with educational programs.
We've seen it with medication.
Right, for children with dyslexia, for children with, you know. And so we always have, we're always challenged by these claims that we can make you read better, we can make your memory better, we can make you read faster, we can do this, we can do that. And typically what these programs end up doing is whatever they do, for example, if you have a memory program, mm-hmm. it will make your memory better.
Right.
If you have an attention program, it might make your attention better. But you're going to get better at whatever you're doing. Right. It's like video games. You know, yeah. Video games are good for you. No, you're going to get better at the video game.
Right.
Whatever video game you play, mm-hmm. you're going to get better at that video game. So if you do the Lumosity exercises, you're going to get good at the Lumosity exercises. It right. doesn't mean that your memory generally is going to be better, because memory is more than just the Lumosity exercises.
Right.
Same with attention. You say, well, we can make attention better. No, you're going to get better at doing the tasks right. that are in these programs. And that's been true for reading programs, for spelling programs, for writing programs. You're going to get better at whatever you're doing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Which brings us to actually something we talked about a little bit earlier in the week. But I'm going to post several articles in the show notes. But one of the articles talks about Dr. Lawrence Katz.
Katz is the man. I mean,
he was writing about this back in 1998.
Right.
He wrote a book called Keep Your Brain Alive, 83 yeah. Neuroaerobic Exercises to Help Prevent Memory Loss and Increase Mental Fitness.
Right.
And he wrote it back in 98.
He's the guy to read because it's K-A-T-Z.
Right.
If you want to follow somebody who knows what he's talking about, Katz knows what he's talking about.
Right. And what's interesting about his report is that if you really want to exercise your brain,
right.
if that's your goal,
right.
it needs to be multisensory.
That's right.
That's his big thing, is multisensory.
Right, because most of these programs, especially the computer-based programs, are visual.
Right.
Maybe some auditory, but it's usually just noise playing right. in the background. You're usually doing a visual task. What Katz is arguing is it has to be multisensory.
Right.
It has to be vision, hearing, touch, smell, movement. You have to engage all of your senses, because that's the way the brain really yeah. works. It doesn't work on just one sense. It's a multi-sensory analyzer.
Right.
And that's what you have to do. You have to stimulate everything.
Right. Yeah. I love a couple of the things
that
the author of this this article kind of pulled from his book, from Katz's book.
Right.
And he's, you know, talked about wearing your watch upside down.
I'm going to do that.
And
Using chopsticks.
You're brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. And
right.
a really interesting one that I would have never thought about is shopping at the farmer's market
right.
instead of the supermarket, just because it is such a different environment.
When you go to the supermarket, you look at the package. When you go to the farmer's market, you're smelling. You might get a taste. Mm-hmm. You can ask for a taste. You can talk to the farmer.
Yeah.
You can look at the produce.
Yeah.
You hear all these sounds happening in the yeah. background. There are children and dogs and talking. So you're stimulating your whole brain.
Yeah.
The other thing I like about Katz, it's free.
Yeah.
You can do all those he calls them neurobics.
Neurobics.
Mm-hmm. And it's just stuff you can do. You can do it. You can start today. In fact, I'm going to turn my watch upside down right now.
See, I don't think I can.
There we go.
I have an Apple Watch, and I think if I turn it upside down, this face would just flip.
Of course, I don't know how to buckle it now, but that's what it looks like. And that challenges your brain.
You would never be on time.
I would probably wreck my car.
That's right.
No, but brushing your teeth with your left hand.
I've tried that before. That's tough.
It's hard to do.
It's tough.
But that's what you have to do. The reason being, we hear a lot about neuroplasticity. About we can change our brain. Yeah, you can change your brain, mm-hmm. but it takes a lot of work yeah. and a lot of time.
Yeah.
You don't change the brain quickly, because most of what we've done habitually. We've done it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you brushed your teeth? Thousands and thousands of times. When you go to switch, you can train your brain, but you're going to have to do it thousands
right.
and thousands of times in order to get good at it.
Yeah.
You know, 10,000 times. You have to do something 10,000 times to become an expert.
Well, you know, it reminds me of a friend of ours, Wade.
Yes.
He would switch his mouse around and use the mouse with his left hand.
He did?
Yeah. Which,
just to do this.
Just to exercise both sides and everything. And I teased him about it. I would admit. I was like, come on, man. What are you doing?
What did he know that we didn't? He knew Katz. Right.
So, you know, Katz's book, and just look up some things online about Katz. You'll find not Katz, C-A-T-S, but Katz, K-A-T-Z,
mm-hmm.
Lawrence Katz. He's a neurobiologist. Great suggestions mm-hmm. that will help with the exact right. same things that, you know, some of these big programs that you have to pay so much money for, right. Some of the same things that they promote, Dr. Katz's recommendations will do exactly the same thing and probably even better.
And I'd much rather go to a farmer's market than sit at a computer. We sit at a computer screen all day, every day.
Yeah.
I'd much rather go to a farmer's market, play chess with my kids. You know, there's so many things you can do.
Absolutely.
And exercise.
Yeah.
That's what all the programs say. Don't forget to exercise, because exercise is really good for your brain. And one of these mornings, one of these Friday mornings, we're going to talk about a book called Spark.
Yeah.
Which is how exercise improves academic performance.
Yeah.
Okay. So all these articles all mention the same thing. Don't forget to exercise.
Yeah. This particular article ends with the with this little section that says, if brain training games aren't a surefire way to improve brain function, you may wonder if there are other ways to get a good brain workout. Right. There certainly are. And here's their list. Physical exercise, right. Meditation, playing a musical instrument, mm-hmm. learning a second language, travel, playing chess, and engaging right. in craft and hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that these are proven ways, proven underlined, and it even links to a few articles there, mm-hmm. proven ways to increase memory, clarity, focus, and mood.
Right.
So there you go.
There you go. That's
and you don't have to pay $15 a month.
And it's all free. So Claire, short answer, save your money. Look up Katz, K-A-T-Z, you can have fun, and it will be more effective in the end.
Right. Absolutely.
Enjoy your brain training.
All right. So that will be your task for the day. Yeah. Is to look up Katz and see what you can find, that some new things that you can sort of build into your day, build into your life to get your brain going.
And as always, if you have used these brain training programs and you've found them to be effective, share that with us.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Post that too. We have no personal investment in any of these things, Katz or otherwise. So if you have found it effective, let us know. If not, let us know that too. So stay in touch on this topic, because we're going to be talking about it additionally.
Absolutely. All right. And so we will be back tomorrow morning.
Thursday.
I would say bright and early, but we record these before the sun's up. So it won't be bright.
It might not be bright.
It will be early. Early and bright to be.
Right. With Matthew coming.
Oh, yeah. With the Matthew.
Hurricane.
Hurricane Matthew's on its way, so we'll see what happens with that. It should be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Late tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll bake cookies for him. Gluten-free cookies.
Of course.
Gluten-free, dairy-free cookies.
Of course.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
Fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Good day.
Thank you.